We thank you. We thank you. You can have your seat. My choir, I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. If you need a proof that there's a change in our church, just look at the choir. Change in the spirit. Change. Change. Lift your two hands to him. What I want my hand to carry, that it is not strong enough to carry them. Oh Lord, strengthen my hands and deliver them into my hands. You don't understand. Let me explain the prayer points for you. There are some things you need in life that can crush you. There are some people here, your level now 1 million. If you give him 1 million, he will misbehave. What I desire in my life that my hand cannot carry, strengthen my hands and make them available for me. Can we pray? What I want my hand to carry that are too heavy for my hands, strengthen my hands and deliver them to me. What I want my hands to carry that are heavier than my hands, strengthen my hands and deliver them unto me. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands, stretch your two hands towards your altar. Every bewitched hands, is there anybody here that once in a while, over time, your hand scratches you without reason? You know, something scratching your hand. If you are here in this church, can you come forward? I want to lay hands on you. Anybody like that? Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ah, laba di boko li mejita laba, aka laba, itele boko li mekeria. Can you stretch your hand up? Maria dadama karia, efelebo, mazantapa karia, meria dadadama karia, iribekeria talama karia. I need your energy well, where is it? Laba di boko li mekeria dadadaba.
Power of my be unto the Lord forever and ever. Yeah. Power of might be unto the Lord forever.
Akaya. We thank him. Let the hand of the Lord be mighty upon your head. Ah, Thank you, Lord. What has been manipulated concerning your hands, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. What will happen to you in the next 1 week? You'll be shocked. You will be shocked. See, everything that man needs to give to you, you use your hand to receive it. It's your hand you use to receive it. If your hand has been manipulated, it can't touch you. By the reason of the anointing, represented by that oil in your hands, anything you have been waiting for, let them be delivered into your hands. Let them be delivered into your hands. Let them be delivered into your hands. Listen to me. Whatever belongs to you that has been transferred to another, whatever belongs to you that has been exchanged, today, let them be restored back unto you. In the name of Jesus, your hands are delivered by the blood of Jesus. Stretch your two hands towards the other. Every hand stretch towards me. Every manipulation of those hands, you are delivered from the manipulation by the blood of Jesus. You are delivered from the manipulation by the blood of Jesus. Listen, you have been expecting something for long, but it has not come. This week, by the power in the blood of Jesus, let them be delivered into your hands. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify. I ask that the Lord will add favor to your hands. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I pray for you what you desire that your eyes have seen, but your hands have not touched. This week, let the angels of God make them available for you. In the name of Jesus, anyone raising their hands against you, let their hands be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, any evil planted into your hands that is making everything you touch to turn to losses, today you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That evil thing is destroyed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify you. And we will never settle for less. We know that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that found in you. And we will never settle. We know. We will
never settle.
We know there's more that found in you. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We read from verse 1 to 5. Then we jump to verse 14 and 15. And then we read verse 18. And we quickly go into what the Lord wants to talk to us about. We've started this since last week. And I know, I'm not sure which service it is that I promised that was going to come and take objections to the gift of speaking in tongues. And various objections and try and explain to you in scripture. Since I was young, one of the ways that God has trained me is to know two extremes very well. So that I can play around with it and argue, really. God has helped me with that. But while planning for the service and trying to, the Lord asked me not to even bother about it. Why should I come and be teaching argument? Some people say this, so, but this is what it means, so, and that is it, so, theologically, in Greek, in Hebrew. After I've said it and you have the knowledge, what does it do for you? The last week, we started talking about the benefit of speaking in tongues. And I believe anything that is a gift and has benefit, for you to desire the gift, let's just tell you the benefit. I don't want to go into theological in the Baptist church, in the Methodist church, the Protestant, the Catholic, and now the Pentecostal and Charismatic. This is what they say. This is what they say. And that, and Pastor, and the Bible says, and these signs shall follow all them that believe. And the Bible also says, do all speak in tongues. And the Bible says, Paul said, I wish all of you speak in tongues. Pastor, what does it mean? And I start. We can do it. We are skilled in doing that. But what is its spiritual value? So what I need to tell you today, in continuation of what we have discussed last week, is to show you the benefit inherent in praying in tongues. And for you to know that it is a gift of God. The Bible calls it the gift of the Spirit and gave us none in 1 Corinthians 12. And when it is a gift, it's a gift. If I send you a gift, if you like, you accept it. If you don't want to disrespect me, you can accept it and throw it away. You can accept it and keep it and not use it. You can accept it and use it. It's the same thing with the gifts of God. And one of them, the most common one and the most controversial at the same time, is the gift of speaking in tongues. And last week I shared with the church, depending on the service you were in, 10 benefits of the gift of speaking in tongues. And that's the 10 reasons why me, as my pastor, wants you to speak in tongues. And today I will continue in line with that. 1 Corinthians 14, we read from verse 1. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding, edification, encouragement, and consolation. The one who speaks in tongues builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now, I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more, to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up, may be edified. Jump to verse 14, 15, and we take 18 also. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing with my spirit, and I will sing with my mind also. Verse 18. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Jump back to verse 5 and let's start our discussions from there. Verse 5. And I would like the church to read the first sentence in verse 5. The first sentence. Can we go? 1, 2, go. Now, I want you all to speak in tongues. Can you say it again? Let me hear you. Now, I want you all to speak in tongues. If I have a way, that will be the title of my message, but it's not something I can put on the flyer. Why do Paul want his people to speak in tongues? And why do I, as your pastor, desire that all of you should speak in tongues? Remember, God's desire is not poverty for the world. God's desire is for everybody to be okay, but it's not everybody that is okay. The reason why everybody is not okay is not a discussion for now. But God's desire is for everybody to be okay. Now, Paul's desire for the whole church is that they might speak in tongues. In addition to 10 benefits and 10 reasons which I gave last week, why I desire you to speak in tongues, I want to continue today. Number one for today is that speaking in tongues gives you a closer relationship with God. A closer relationship with God. Is God giving you a secret love language to communicate in with him in the midst of the community and the confusion in the world? I hope the people in the second service will tell, this third service will tell me the truth. Have you been in love before? Or you have been with your wife in a very big community where many people are seated, and you want to talk to the person, but you don't want people to hear? Or you won't tell your wife far away that I'm here. You know there are some body language of people use. When I talk things about love in church, people don't look at me, they will. And the more they look away, the more I know they are guilty. The pastor no thinks I get boyfriend. Let me look away. Pastor, I don't know what you are talking about though. But in the midst of a community, there's a way people can sit down and use eye to talk to each other. When they make the sign, they understand what the sign means. When they do like this, okay, let's not go that far. Okay. Since that's embarrassing to some people. Mommies and children. Do you have a mother that he doesn't need to talk? When he does his mouth like this, you know the meaning. He does his eye like this, you know the meaning. In the midst of doing this, you take it out. Mommy! Mommy never said anything. But he gave you a sign in the midst of 1,000 people. I recognize it. By speaking in tongues, God helps us to talk with him in a love language in the midst of all the distractions of the world. You are cooking in the kitchen. You can speak in tongues. You are sharing love with him. You are having an intimate talk with him. In your office, in fact, in meetings, you are in a meeting, you have a hunch. Pray about something, but your guy is already addressing. Everybody's in the meeting. What will you do? and mark, don't they help us well? Just put on the mark. They are about to take a decision that is about to affect you, and you are there. You can't talk. You know when they are taking decision that affects you? Your guards are seated. You can't talk. What do you do? Ah, thank God for mask. You are signaling to your lover who is in heaven, your father. They are about to take the decision. Help me. So speaking in tongues helps build a close relationship with God. And it's a language of intimacy. It deepens our relationship with God. Number two, speaking in tongues helps with secrecy, confidentiality, and security in the place of prayer. Oh, by praying in tongues, I can say anything in the presence of anything, of anybody, and I don't care because he doesn't understand. Do you know that as we are seated now, if we raise some prayer points and we begin praying, some people might hear your prayer points and they share with others and say, I didn't know that my problem is small. If you hear the kind of prayer where one woman near me, they pray today for church. If you hear that prayer point, I thank God. Now you kukuma sit down and say, God, you don't do I'm well. My own no be like this person. It is because they heard you. But there's a coded language, secret, confidential, secured, that you can speak in the midst of family, in the midst of friends, in the midst of the enemy, and they will know. I'm not saying you go and pray in tongues among them, but I'm saying if they are there and they overhear you, they will not understand. They will not. I pray now for every family, every marriage that is struggling, everyone weeping. Can we lift our hands? Can we lift our hands? Can we lift our hands together to him? We speak peace to marriages. We speak help to marriages. We speak peace. We speak help. We speak God's wisdom. We speak peace. We speak help. We speak God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, one thing I've discovered as a pastor, most of the time, and a married person, most of the time, when we ask people, many times, how is your marriage? It's wonderful. You discover that sometimes it's one person that is enjoying it, and the other person is not enjoying it. But the other person does not say anything about it. So the other one that is enjoying it does not know that this person has issues with some things I do. I ask that there be a release of wisdom upon every marriage in our church. Can we stretch our hands up and just say, Lord, have mercy on every struggling marriage in our church. Oh Lord, arise. Arise and have mercy. Let there be cordiality. Let there be agreement. Let there be love. Let people be sensitive to the needs of the others. Let people be sensitive to the struggle of the others. In the name of Jesus, let people see themselves as equal partners. There is no boss in marriage. You are the only boss over marriage. All others are equal partners. Oh Lord, allow men to understand. Allow women to understand this. We speak peace to every struggling marriage. We speak peace. We speak peace. Lord, we ask that you take away every bitterness. That the blood of Jesus wash away every bitterness. That the blood of Jesus wash away every bitterness. Anyone bitter, anyone struggling, complain to the spouse, but the spouse does not care. I ask that the Lord will visit all of you afresh. The Lord's visitation. The Lord's visitation. The Lord's visitation. The Lord's visitation. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know why I'm distracted, but let me quickly say this. Listen to me. The Bible says we should treat our wife as weaker vessels, lest our prayers might not be blocked. If your wife is not happy with you, go to 21 mountains in Nigeria. You will not move forward. if your wife is happy with you, even if it is in Jesus' name we pray in the morning that you do, your life will move forward. He that finds a wife finds good thing and obtains favor. Don't fight your favor. Remember, I'm teaching, speaking in tongues. So I don't know how I got here. It's because there is somebody here that must hear that word. So that there won't be testimonies all around and you are the one blocking it yourself. I once thought something like this. Around five years ago. And a couple got home. And the wife locked the door and told the husband, "Do you know, I am the reason why you are not moving forward. We have prayed. We have done deliverance. We have done many things." Locked the door and said, "Do you know, I'm the source. Say, how is it?" He said, "Did you hear what pastor said? I am not happy with you. If you know what my heart says concerning you, because you did this, because you see that, because you did it, because you did that, and you did not tell me, and I did not know this, and I did not know that." His life was at a standstill. Listen, after that incident, and the wife forgave him, around 3 months later, he traveled out of the country, had a visa, traveled out of the country for some time. I will not talk more about it. Please, you are the head of a house. You are not the diami of the house. It is God that is in charge of the house. Oh, let me use home. Of a home. Let's get back to speaking in tongues. Please, do you understand what we are doing? Thank you. So, it helps us maintain secrecy with God. Another thing I've discovered personally, I never thought about it. It has always worked. But I never thought about it until recently. Is the fact that when we speak in tongues, it enables us to hear God clearly. I discovered that most of the time when I'm driving or I need to do something and I just pray in tongues, I move up and down, pray in tongues. I hear God, spontaneous words. What? Instructions. Sometimes I'm driving and carry my bag or my iPad. And I'm typing quickly. It's, you know, when we pray in tongues, it's as if it removes a curtain that blocks the spirit realm, that blocks our eyes. Remove that curtain. It's as if it removes the blockage in our ears. Remove it. And then we tend to hear God clearer and clearer than we have been before. In other words, when we pray in tongues, we receive revelational knowledge without struggles. Revelational knowledge without struggles. Revelational knowledge without struggles. In the first service when we came, I was very tired yesterday. In fact, I had struggles. And whenever I do that, I know God is going to move in a way I've never prepared for the following day. But as a pastor, I am not going to take that risk. So I was praying, preparing, even though I know when I came in the morning, I was sitting there, I was weak, I was tired. In fact, I didn't want to climb the stairs upstairs. And when we prayed, I came down, was sitting there, still praying to God. Hey, I will look back and check the time. 7 minutes. I look back. 5 minutes. Look back. 3 minutes. And then I hear the word of the Lord. Bah! Bah! My wife can tell you she doesn't believe I will preach 3 services today. But that word, bah! Came powerfully in the first service. And never. And from every beginning of the services since then, today, I've been hearing specific words. If I was not praying in the spirit, I was going to struggle in today's service. In fact, easily I will come and teach you the philosophy of speaking in tongues. Tell you the Greek word, glossalaria, whatever, and mention them and say after me. They will not have any benefit from it. But we tend to hear God more clearly when we pray in the spirit. Do you know, in addition to that, is that hidden things of the spirit, hidden wisdom, hidden knowledge are released unto us when we pray more in the spirit. When I'm talking about praying, I'm not talking about 5 minutes praying and you just walk away. But you can do 5 minutes now, 5 minutes then, 5 minutes. You know, different people with different style. You can do 5 minutes now, 5 minutes, another 5 minutes. And then you can do five, you can do a stretch. But when we pray in tongues, we advise you to pray more continually for a long time. And you see the Lord doing mighty things in our midst. So there is access to wisdom, to the wisdom of God when we pray in tongues. What dilemma do you have? Are you a designer? Are you artistic? For me, I'm not an artistic person. But when you are an artistic person, when you pray more in tongues, you'll be seeing designs. You'll be hearing words. You are a rap musician, you'll be hearing rhymes that you can fit together. You are a writer, you'll be receiving inspirations that you will not have ordinarily. You are a song, you are a music minister, you'll be hearing ministrations in the spirit. You'll be putting songs together. 30 seconds of that song will change the world. It comes from staying with Him and praying in the Spirit. You need to also know that if your spiritual life is down, your fire is down and almost out. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 also says that we should not quench the fire of the Spirit. Let's say the fire has been down and it has been quenched, and you need to reignite it. You need to rekindle it. You need to pray. When you are praying in tongues, it rekindles the fire of the Spirit in you. It rekindles the fire of the Spirit. It's not every time that we all feel like praying. It is not. Most of the time we can't pray. Most of the time we don't feel like it. But we come before Him praying in tongues. And then there's a breath. There's a help that He makes available unto us. The Bible enjoins us to pray without ceasing. How long can you pray in your understanding? I was sharing with them in the first service 13 years ago or so, when the Lord was teaching me the issues of prayer and spiritual warfare. I read where the man of God said he prays minimum of 5 hours in a day. Hey, I said, today I'm going to do that. I declare fasting. Pray. I went into my room. Started praying. I prayed. And as I was praying, I said, I will not check the time. I was praying. I will not check the time. Then it got to a time I said, should I pray very well now? And I checked the time. 12 minutes. 13 minutes. You need the fire of prayer upon your life. Because without it, 3 minutes will look like a long time. But if there's an unction of prayer on you, 2 hours, you are still there. Like I asked them in the first service, you are in a meeting with your God, and then a flash of your son comes to your face. He's in a boarding house, a flash. And you know you need to pray for your son. You are having a big meeting. What will you do? You are sleeping, the Lord woke you up. And you woke up. And you know you need to pray. How do you start? My father, thank you for waking me up this evening, morning again. I know what we do not know, you know. Father, pray for us. He woke you up for you to pray. And you are saying, Father, pray for us. What will you say? You saw a picture of your child. It doesn't necessarily mean he's in danger. It might mean the time to release the grace and wisdom of God for him. Maybe he's facing an interview for a scholarship in the school that you don't know about because he's in boarding house. He did not tell you. You're already thinking, now I'm not going to pay the school fees for next year. And there's a scholarship, but you don't know what's happening. If you don't know, many people in Nigeria, when you have picture like that, you think there's danger. My father, every power challenging my son, wherever they are. My son, wherever you are, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Hey, my father, I know you will not disappoint me. Hey, you will not disappoint me. Now, disappointment matter with the talk. is a scholarship matter. Then you don't know. You don't have an understanding. What do you do in times like that? I commit you in the hands of the Lord. My eye cannot see you, but the hands of the Lord can see you. Whatever the matter is, and you are settling the matter with precision and accuracy without you knowing what you are talking about. What a wonderful gift that God has given us. It's a great tool for the intercession. I'll close with two things. Most of the time we need refreshing. And we need rest. At times like that, let's pray in the spirit. Isaiah 28:11-12. One, the only place that something like speaking in tongues was mentioned in the Old Testament is Isaiah 28:11. Let me have it in King James or New King James. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is a refreshing. It is understanding of this scripture that made me survive here today to preach a message to you when I was weary. And it brought refreshing. And I'm jumping up and down. Because when I prayed in the spirit, he opened my eyes to the spirit and gave me rest. And gave me refreshing. Is the challenges of the world bogging you down? Are you weary? Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell to Jesus. What I'm saying to you this morning, are you weary? You need refreshing. Let's just talk to him and pray to him in tongues. Most especially when we don't have the right words. God is the one giving us utterance, and he gives us the right word in heaven's language. I will never miss it. I'll share a story with you and we close. We just share the story, lift up our hands to him, and then we ask for a time of refreshing. And then we ask for a time of refreshing. A medical doctor, or maybe a doctor, maybe PhD, okay, it's MD. Dr. Carl Peterson. Was a doctor in Oral Roberts University. And he did an experiment to see the effect of speaking in tongues on the brain and speaking in tongues on the spirit, on the physical aspect of man. Does the things of the spirit, speaking in tongues in the spirit, have anything to do? Does it have an effect or not physically? And let me, I copied this from the internet. I can give it to you to search also, to check on the internet. He said, being a brain specialist, he was doing research on what the relationship was between the brain and praying or speaking in tongues. Some amazing things were discovered. Through research and testing, he found out that as we pray in the spirit or worship in the spirit, there is an activity that begins to take place in our brain. As we engage in our heavenly language, the brain releases two chemical secretions that are directed into our immune system. Listen, giving us 35 to 40% boost in our immune system. This promotes healing within our bodies. Listen, further, it's amazingly, This secretion is triggered from a part of the brain that has no other apparent activity in humans and is only activated by our speaking in the spirit. Let me explain in Nigerian English. The thing we then talk, we say, what he's saying is a medical doctor who is a Christian decided to know what's the relationship of speaking in tongues to our physical bodies. So he did research and tests. I don't know how he did it. And discovered that when we are praying in tongues, there is a part of our brain that secretes two chemicals. And when they check those chemicals, they discover that those chemicals boost our immune system by 35 to 40%. Now, what amazes them most is that this part of the brain, they have not found what it is there for. That part of the brain does not function for anything. They just look at it. Why is it there if it does not function? Until he did this test, and they discovered that this part of the brain, which they think does not function, whenever we are praying in tongues, it is activated and it secretes some things into our body for our healing. What am I saying? In the midst of the pestilence, pray in tongues. It boosts your immunity against every attack of plague, pestilence, COVID-19, and whatever name it is named. Do you understand? Lift your two hands up. Let there be times of refreshing. Can I have... there shall be showers of blessing. Let's lift our hands to him. And say, let there be times of refreshing over my life. Refreshing. Let there be times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. If you are praying in tongues, can you pray in tongues? Refreshing and rest. Refreshing and rest. Let there be time of refreshing and rest for us. Let there be refreshing and rest for us. Let there be refreshing and rest for us. Let there be refreshing and rest for us. Oh Lord, give us refreshing and rest. For everyone that is weary, let there be refreshing for you. Let there be rest of God for you. Let there be rest for you. Let there be rest for you. Let there be rest for you. Rest. Rest. Refreshing. Rest. Everyone weary, let there be rest. We thank you. We glorify you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let there be showers all over us. Showers upon all of us. Showers upon all of us. Showers of God's blessings. Showers of refreshing. Showers of strength. Let there be release of the gift of the Spirit. Let there be a release of the anointing. Let there be release of new graces. Let there be new mantles upon your shoulders. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Your heads bow again. Ask the Lord for one thing in this week. Commit your week into his hands. Ask him for something this week. Commit your week into his hands. Commit your week into his hands. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We glorify your name.
So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
You are blessed of a most high God, possessor of heaven and earth. Whatever you do this week, let his blessings be upon it. this by next Sunday, come back with a great outstanding testimony. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.